Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Sports Fan Face Painter.
Mr. Sports Fan Face Painter.
Unlike Van Gogh or Rembrandt, you use yourself as the canvas. Half yellow, half green, but all heart.
Look at me.
As if weighing 400 pounds didn't call enough attention to yourself, you had to go shirtless and paint yourself bright orange.
I said, look at me.
And you top it all off with a rainbow wig, oversized sunglasses, and absolutely no shade.
No, seriously, I said, look at me.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Mr. Sports Fan Face Painter, and know we'll keep cheering for you until we are orange, purple, or blue in the face.
Mr. Sports Fan
Bud Light
Face
Beer
Painter.
At Iser Beach, Fort Collins, Colorado.
Hello and welcome to week 10 of the RBFFL. Week off. Very nice time, thanks for asking, in Iowa City. During that week, what happened? Well, certainly wouldn't call it an overwhelming response to a request for someone to pick up the slack. And probably, I would say, less surprising is that the Mudcats won. And I wasn't even able to really talk highly of that situation. But that's what happened when you take a week off and no one gives a fuck. Oh, hang on. No one gives. Let's just move on. All right, we're going to talk about the teams, talk about the matchups, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the standings, because as we get to week 10, it's, you know, getting towards that point where we can start putting lines through any potential. We're going to start with the worst game of the week. Absolute pillow fight. The Queens, 77, defeated the Hamsters, 52. And maybe it's the curse. Who knows? But whoosh, not a good situation. Looks like the Queens, 20 from Lawrence, which was necessary. Henry had 8. That's unexpected. Thielen had 9 in what was probably one of the best games I've seen in a long time. Maybe back to the playoffs where the Bills played a stunning game against Kansas City. Mooney had 9. Ingram had 4. 5 for Sanders. Moore had 6. Special teams had 16. Lots of single-digit scores. Very uninspiring on the bench. Robinson had 14. He looks like a star in the making. Singletary 13. 15 for Collins. Kmet had 27. Seemed to get a little banged up towards the end, and he's all of a sudden just kind of hockey sticked up in his performance, which is it's good to see. 77. Doesn't win many games, but it's enough to win this one. Rogue Hamsters, 52. Brissett had 16, 9 for Harris. Jones had 4. Smith didn't score. Disley, 4. Samuel, 6. Marshall, 5. And special teams had 8 with the kicker. Koo going negative. Pretty significantly negative at that. On the bench, Henderson had 10, 15 for White. Looks like he's taking over the backfield. Not much else to report. Hamsters go down to the Queens. In the opposite, I guess, Devils, 133, continue to dominate, and they defeated the Wipeouts, 120. Difficult to really swallow this one. 120 normally gets it to you, but not this time. Tua, 23, continues to shine. 12 for Eckler. Evans had 10, 43 for Lamb. Clearly the best game of his career. Higby, 15, 12 for Chubb. Knox had 9. Special teams had 9. On the bench, Cook had 31, 14 for Gibson. 26 for Wilson, 14 for Julio. Good scores. There's lots to choose from. Maybe that could be a blessing in disguise, or it could be a disguise in a blessing. Well, the opposite, you know what I mean. 15 for Wilson on the wipeout side of things, 21 for Jacobs. Diggs had 29, 13 for Metcalf. Goddard had 7. He looks like he's busted. Pollard, 26. 3 for Kittle, special teams, only 6. Kind of a little weak spot there. On the bench, Warren had 10, wasn't going to start him. Campbell had 20, probably wasn't. Slayton had 22, probably wasn't. Bowden Scanning had 15, probably wasn't. So at the end of the day, probably not much else the Wipeouts could do, but they did go down. 133 to 120 to the Devils. The Budgies, whew, all of a sudden, come to life. 149, defeating the I Am Done Maulers, and hoping for draft picks. 59. Fields is on fire. 49 this week after scoring a monster score last week. 32 for Taylor back. Hopkins, 19, looks really good. Olave, 7. Tough offense. 6 for Otten. Smith-Schuster had 5. Doubt he'll play this week. Concussion was pretty bad. St. Brown, 26. Bounce back. 5 for special teams. On the bench, Ayuk had 10. 21 for Davis. 14 for Jones. So some definite opportunities there to pick a couple of other pretty exciting players. For the Maulers, 59. 9 for Herbert. 2 for Patterson. That was kind of surprising, considering he's been really good when he has played. Samuel had 5. 1 for Claypool. 15 for Johnson. Sort of a bit of a surprise pack at tight end. Murray had 7. 13 for Lockett. Special teams had 7. On the bench, Walker, 12. I suspect he's not going to get played. Protect him as a rookie keeper. 19 for Godwin. Surprising he wasn't in. I guess if you're going to tank, don't play good players. That's kind of like the rule of thumb. But it didn't matter anyway, because the Budgies crushed him. The Cows, 136. Defeated the Cassanzas, 103. Cows had a really nice week. It kind of was all wrapped up in a couple of games. Mariota had 15. Mostert had 18. 15 for Hill. Cup had 3, but it was bad news. He's on IR. He's out for the rest of the season. He will have ankle surgery. Hockenson had 11. The transition to the Vikings has been a good one. Foreman had 24. Continues to roll. Kirk, 36. Really nice afternoon. 2 touchdowns. And the special teams had 14. On the bench, nothing to report, but there were quite a few buys. Suspect that one of those players will be able to fill the gap for Cup. Hard one to fill, considering he was well and truly the best wide receiver in football. For the Costanzas, just got not quite enough. They seem to be missing a player or two just to get them over the line, but at any given time, they can just blow it out, because they did last week and they do every week. They play the Crabs. Maybe they should just play the Crabs every week. Hurts had 19. Connor had 22. Landry, 6. Clearly, he was put in because, you know, buys are tough. Waddle had 10. As I said, he can just explode. Pitts, without a doubt, most disappointing player of the year. He had 4. 16 for McCaffrey. Solid. Pittman had 12. Special teams had 14. So, you know, it was a big bye week. There will be some of those players who are on a bye who'll be able to put back in. But, yeah, Tony looks good. 18. He actually looks really good. Change of scenery there has been helpful also. But it was the Cows defeating the Costanzas. The Finns, 108. Defeated the Mudcats, put back onto a losing streak. 108 was Mahomes, 31, and Barkley, 27. Not going to tell you much that you don't already know, because they're the two big scorers. 7 for Cooks, 1 for Brown. Ertz had 2. I think he's done. He's definitely out for the near future. Etienne had 9. 7 for Lazard. Special teams had 24. That was a really nice contribution. On the bench, nothing to report. And I think there were a couple of buys. There's probably a player here or there to find, but no, tough one. Injuries, man, they're tough. Hard to deal with and continue to win. So, yeah, very nice win for the Finns. And in the final matchup, it was the Crabs, 164, defeating the Dockers, 90. And maybe it's the Dockers that are kind of showing that they maybe didn't have the depth, and when their big guns don't fire. Anyway, the Crabs went to the pool, grabbed Wolford after a late ruling out for Murray. He had 4, 27 for Jones. Cracking game that obviously the Packers won, and who knows, could be a start of a couple winning games. Adams, 34, was awesome. Jefferson, 40. Oh, my God. Jefferson, what a catch. What a player. Definitely the best wide receiver in the game. Maybe a couple of players like Cup, Diggs, Hill. There's a few, but boy, he looks like the standout. Frymuth had 7, 9 for Pierce, 25 for McLaurin. Special teams had 18. On the bench, 11 for Godwin, 11 for Smith, 41 for Watson. Very, very nice. So, 164 will win you most matchups. For the Dockers, 90, 16 for Allen. He looked good. 8 for Fournette, 12 for Sutton. Judy didn't score. He went out early, looks injured. Kelsey had 20, 11 for Williams. London had 14. Special teams had 9. On the bench, Gordon had 10. Peoples-Jones had 14. Not much else. Loss for the Dockers. Let's turn to the league, have a look at the standings. Some interesting developments, having missed a week, reporting back to you. So, in the North, with a five-game winning streak and having both the Wipeouts and the Maulers on losing streaks, Queens now look like they have solidified the lead and the win in this North division. Not over yet, but looking very good at 7-3. The Wipeouts just not quite able to pull these wins off, 4-6. They're now in very, very worrying spot, and 2-8 Maulers are gone. In the South, this division is very close, and all the teams in this division are in the hunt for wild cards as well. The 5-4-1 Dockers on a four-game losing streak are still leading the division. The 5-5 Cows and the 5-5 Finns are just a half game back. And the Finns are on a four-game win streak after being 1-5 at one stage. It's just insane. In the East, very similar to the North, the Crabs move out to a 7-3 lead ahead of the 4-6 Costanzas. But remember, the Costanzas do have very strong tiebreaker against the Crabs. So that really, that three-game lead, it's a three-game lead, because after that, it's going to be them. Muddies are gone, 1-9. In the West, our best performing team, 9-1 Devils, have a solid seven-game win streak in their favour, are ahead of the Budgies, 6-4, and the 4-5-1 Hamsters. If we ended it all today, Devils, Crabs, Dockers, and Queens would be the division winners. The Budgies would get a wild card. And I'm just going to guess that the Cows would get the other wild card. So a fantastic couple of weeks ahead of us, that is for sure. Just on a point scenario, leading point scoring team is the Crabs, just ahead of the Devils, ahead of the Cows. They are the three best scoring teams in our league. And it's the Maulers, the Wipeouts, and the Costanzas who have had the most points scored against them. quickly look at the matchups for this week. Every week is a big one. Crabs play the Finns. Finns got to keep the winning streak going. Maulers play the Wipeouts. Wipeouts should get that one. Budgies play the Hamsters. Whew. Big divisional game. Devils play the Queens. And the Dockers play the Cows. You think the Cows should win that great divisional matchup. Costanzas play the Muddies. Should be a win. Have fun, everybody. Enjoy the week ahead. And it's bye for now.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Silent Killer Gas Passer.
Mr. Silent Killer Gas Passer.
Last night you had the enchilada combo platter. This morning, the three cheese omelet with broccoli. This afternoon, you're a ticking time bomb. Because of you, a simple elevator ride is suddenly a 42-floor plummet into the very bowels of hell.
You take my breath away.
Who did it? Who cares? Sweet mercy, please just someone light a match.
Sweet, sweet mercy.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, oh ninja of the nasty. And while you're at it, crack open a window.
Mr. Silent Killer Gas Passer.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.